Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. I wanted to record a brief episode about something that I have been thinking about. This message goes to all the insensitive and inconsiderate people who don't think before they speak. When someone has experienced something that was traumatic or hurtful, you don't have a right to tell someone to just get over it, let it go, stop talking about it. If someone was raped 1 year ago or 10 years ago, it doesn't change the fact that they were raped. If someone was touched inappropriately by someone, if something was said or done that made someone feel uncomfortable, if someone lost a loved one and they are still grieving, allow them that time to feel what they feel. You should not be dismissive towards someone that is expressing themselves to you about something that truly affected them and hurt them. Because all you're doing is making it worse. You may as well not say anything at all. And when you see that this is the type of response that you're getting from someone, don't ever open up to those types of people again. As I stated on my previous episode, and I've talked about it before, I encourage people to heal. Acknowledge what you feel and heal. Because people who act like that, people who shut you down, they are disconnected from themselves. There's a problem there. Because anyone who is good with themselves, anyone who knows how to effectively communicate, can have uncomfortable conversations. And they are going to show compassion toward you. They are going to be encouraging toward you. And they are going to allow you to express yourself without shutting you down. They're supposed to make you feel comfortable being able to open up to them and offer some ways that could possibly help you. So if you are not getting that, you know those are not the people that you should be talking to. And what I find is that people who act like that are actually the sensitive ones. People who have gone through a lot of things in life can actually endure more and have endured more than people like that. If they've gone through something that doesn't even compare to what you've experienced, they can't handle that. They would turn something minor into something major. So that goes back to when I talk about projecting, when people project how they truly feel about themselves. So when they feel bad about themselves or they see qualities in you that they don't have, they have to throw it back on you to say something to make you feel bad about yourself. Don't let anyone victim blame you. You are not responsible for the actions of other people. Take responsibility going forward with how you choose to deal with the hurt. And I'm not saying let experiences consume you. Don't let it take control over your life. You have to take control over what happened to you. Can you change it? No. You can only take the necessary steps to move forward. And there may be times in life where something happens, you see something, you hear something, and it may trigger you. And it may remind you of what you experienced. But once you've done the work, even if you have those moments when it reminds you of something, at that time you can say, wow, you know, I experienced that. And you can probably be a listening ear to someone else and allow them to open up and share their experience. And you can share your experience as well. And you will see how helpful that is because you're relating on something that was traumatic, but being able to share it, you can learn something from it and, you know, help each other in some way. And that is how it's supposed to be. No one should be shutting anyone down and making someone feel like they are to blame for what happened to them, or they just need to stop talking. That's not how you treat people. So I just wanted to quickly talk about that because I've experienced that and I have seen other people experience that. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people in the world who have those traits, and it is not good. And it's not something that you should ever feel like you have to accept. You don't have to tolerate people treating you that way, because it is not okay. It will never be okay. And don't let anyone make you feel like it is okay, or make you feel bad for expressing yourself about things that have affected you negatively. So again, I just want to encourage everyone to take the time to heal as long as you need to. You're going to have moments throughout your life where sometimes you may think you're over something, and then again, something happens that reminds you of that. And it's okay to take that time if you need to cry and let it out somehow. You know, talk to someone that you trust. Talk to someone that truly cares about you. Talk to God, as I always say. That's number one, talking to God. Write your feelings down. But one of the worst things that you can do is bottle everything up and suppress your feelings and act like you are okay, because that is going to build so much anger and hurt inside of you. And you don't want to carry that around with you, because that is not healthy. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you so much to everyone who has continued to support me and listen to my podcast. I appreciate you all. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.